We have a guest joining us this morning on the phone. Tova Brandt is with us. She's the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Tova, thanks for your time this morning.
Glad to be here, Jim.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, you've got an event coming up this weekend that sounds like it should be some fun.
Yes, it's one of our piano recitals featuring winners of the Victor Borge Legacy Award. It's a wonderful opportunity to hear some really talented young piano students from Southwest Iowa and the Omaha region, and get to hear the Victor Borge piano being played.
You know, for folks our age and older, Victor Borge is a name we're familiar with. For some of the younger folks who might be winning these awards, they might not necessarily be completely familiar with his work. Can you tell folks a little bit about Victor Borge?
Yeah, absolutely. Victor Borge was a musician, a piano player, and a Danish immigrant. But what most people know him for is his comedy. He had this wonderful blend of classical music and comedy that was performed on radio, on television, and on the Broadway stage, and then in touring performances for a very long career. And so some people will still treasure his PBS specials, or maybe remember the Victor Borge show on television. And now, you know, thanks to the miracle of DVDs, we can still enjoy lots of his performances. And that's really how the young students now are being introduced to Victor Borge, by watching these older performances and really enjoying the fact that he could have a lot of fun with the classical music that they're now just learning to play.
Well, and while sometimes the comedic part of his routine kind of got in the way of how accomplished a pianist he was, it really opened up a lot of other eyes. It maybe opened up some folks who didn't really realize they were interested in that type of music to something because of the comedy.
Exactly. He was able to really bridge what would be a gap between people who enjoyed just kind of a evening of laughing and enjoying jokes and humor, or an evening of what's usually seen as much more serious classical music, and that can only be performed in a very serious way, and there can be no smiling or jokes about it. And so he was able to bridge that gap. He was a very accomplished musician, and that comes through, you know, when he actually does sit down and play through a piece, which did not happen very often, because he often did then lighten things up, lighten the mood, and surprise people by either transitioning to an entirely different piece of music or sometimes just falling off the piano bench.
Well, and he was probably a lot smarter than some folks give him credit for, too, sometimes, because he understood how to get an audience's attention and then keep it.
Absolutely. He was just a brilliant performer all throughout his life.
Well, I know you still honor the man. He's been gone, but you still honor the man, and I know that's one of your more prized possessions that you have there at the museum. Do you still get folks to come in and when they make their first visit, walk in and right away ask, can I see Victor Borge's piano?
Well, I don't know how many people arrive knowing that it's here, but it is something that we point out to visitors when they arrive, and you can see their eyes light up. Like, oh, wow, we didn't know it was here. And so it is a fun treasure in our collection. And just in the past couple of years, we've been able to add a touchscreen video so that people who may either want to remember some of his performances or people for whom this is not a familiar figure can see, you know, what he accomplished and what he was famous for. So that's something that's always available to visitors. And on special occasions, we then tune the piano, we get it all spruced up and get it ready for these talented area musicians to perform their recital pieces.
I guess what's really nice about that particular piece is that unlike some artifacts that you might have in a museum, which really, you know, in some cases you really can't do much to them except protect them and hope they are preserved for a long time, you can actually keep this in pretty good shape for a long time.
Exactly. And that was really thanks to support from very generous donors in Des Moines, especially, who a few years ago, in 2009, which was the centennial of Victor Borge's birth, they contributed funds so that the museum could repair the piano in working condition. Borge himself donated the piano to the museum when it first opened in 1994, but it was not playable because it had been damaged in Hurricane Hugo It had been down in his home in the Virgin Islands, and when the hurricane came through, it was just really damaged beyond recognition. He was able to repair the case, just the kind of the furniture part of the piano, and he donated it to the museum as an artifact. But in 2009, as really in honor of that centennial of his birth, we were able to restore the piano to playing condition and maintain it as a working artifact in the collection. So it is a nice blend of, you know, a very unique piece in our collection. There is only one of Victor Borge's first piano, but we are able to keep that legacy alive through this Victor Borge Legacy Award, through the other programs that incorporate the music that the piano can produce.
Isn't it neat, though, how Victor Borge may be gone, but his family still takes an interest?
It is. It's been wonderful to work with his children, especially one of his daughters, Janet Borge Crowell, and her husband. They live in Maryland, but they have become very closely involved with the museum. And it's their vision and their support that actually started this Legacy Award program as a way to introduce high school age musicians to Victor Borge, because, of course, they have not grown up knowing who he is. And as a way both to honor their efforts to become accomplished piano musicians and understand that they have a role in continuing the legacy of classical music and in performance.
Well, and you have a couple of students who are going to receive those awards here this weekend and perform for folks. Talk a little bit about Sunday's event.
Yes, the Sunday's event is one of our piano recitals with the winners of this year's Victor Borge Legacy Award. The featured performers are Katie Payne, who lives in Woodbine, Iowa, and Mariah Hellstrom of Omaha. And they'll be performing their recital pieces. It is all classical music. They each perform about 15 or 20 minutes of music. So it's a really wonderful kind of dose of piano music on a Sunday afternoon. We'll have a reception following that everyone is welcome to. It is a free event, and so we encourage people to attend and enjoy this little celebration of some really talented young women who are studying the piano very seriously. Janet Borge Crowell and her husband will also be attending because they really enjoy attending and seeing the actual results of this award that they have started here, and so you'll be able to visit with them as well. So it'll be a really nice afternoon to celebrate both Victor Borge's legacy, the current students who are really working and showcasing their talents, and enjoy an afternoon at the museum.
Can you talk a little bit about the award itself? What do young Miss Payne and Miss Hellstrom have to go through to qualify for this award? How do they benefit from this?
They each participated in a piano competition in their regions. There are two regions who participate in this program, Southwest Iowa and Omaha. And it's the music teachers in each of those regions who really administer a piano competition. Those were held in January and February, where several high school age piano students performed their best pieces, and a third-party judge determined the first and the second-place winners for each region. The first-place winner gets a $1,000 cash prize. The second-place winner gets a $500 cash prize. And then all of those winners then perform on these recitals. And additionally, they write an essay about Victor Borge. They receive a packet of DVDs so that they can familiarize themselves with Victor Borge's performances and his career. And they write an essay that really explores what Victor Borge's legacy is in their lives and how that's still relevant today in the 21st century. That essay then is judged by a panel of readers, including Janet Borge Crowell, and that's available for an additional prize. So we really do want it to be based on, you know, their talent and accomplishment as musicians, but then adding this other level of kind of understanding and expressing an understanding of Victor Borge's legacy.
Excellent, excellent. But you don't expect either of them to stop in the middle of their performance and tell a joke.
No, not at this time.
Okay.
Although I will say we have an extra extra edition on this Sunday's recital. One of the students and her mother will be performing a duet, a piece that it was dedicated to Victor Borge by the composer Randall Compton. It's called CS Theme and Variations, and I can guarantee that everyone will recognize the tune.
Wow. Well, that's an added plus for folks who stop out, and admission is free for that.
That's right.
And that is at the museum.
At the museum. The program starts at 2 p.m. With a recital to immediately following the, a reception immediately following the recital.
Excellent. This Sunday, June 1st. It's June already, June 1st.
Yes,
at
is.
2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. If you have not been there, what are you waiting for? This is a great opportunity for you. And if you have, you'll enjoy the trip back. Tove Brandt, thanks so much for your time here today, and we hope you have a big crowd for Sunday's performance.
Thank you. We'll look forward to seeing everyone there.